We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Five Star Zone with Rico Beard.
Welcome to the Five Star Zone. Instant reaction, Michigan State. Whew, man, oh man. They go into Indiana. Homecoming for Indiana, and MSU finds a way to pull out a victory. They win 20-15. You know what? I'll simply say this. It's the little card that Mel Tucker has that says it takes what it takes. It took what it took today. Now, to beat Nebraska, the special team stepped up and won that game for them. Today, it was Cal Halliday. It was Panishuk. It was that defense. It was Kavaris Crouch. It was the defense that did it. That defense, I'm sure you heard all day long, Bimba don't break, Bimba don't break, Bimba don't break. That's exactly what happened. They held Indiana to field goals early in the game. And even the one touchdown that Indiana got, my goodness, it took forever, but they finally got one. But they ended up making the big plays when they needed to. And MSU now 7-0 going into the bye week. And yeah, now it's exactly, you know, they can sit back and look at everything that they did wrong, because trust me, they did a lot wrong. 16 penalties. I think it was 13 penalties, 16 total, but 13 that were accepted. I questioned some of them. I'm not a big fan of, oh, it's the referee's fault. But Connor Hayward gets a unsportsmanlike penalty for telling yet another Indiana player to get up off the ground. Maybe it was, I would go back and rewatch it, but it seemed like every time Michigan State got momentum, an Indiana player would just go out there, fall down, and die, only to immediately get back up and get right back into the game. Good gamesmanship on Tom Allen's part, but I look at this and I'm like, this, okay, refs, really? He motioned from 6 yards away, 18 feet away, telling somebody to get up off the ground. Okay, I digress. Anyway, the offense, what you saw was Indiana did what Nebraska did. Said, Kenneth Walker's not going to beat us. Kenneth Walker will not be that guy who is going to beat us. Now, MSU is going to have to figure out a way in the bye week to get things going without Walker leading the offense. Because when Walker's leading the offense, the play action works, the deep pass works, the flea flicker works, everything works. They held him to 84 of probably the toughest yards he has ever gotten. And it was a struggle. Peyton Thorne took it upon himself to try to be the leader. Peyton Thorne stepped out of his lane. Peyton did more things. He threw balls that he shouldn't have. The two picks were just, you know, the one he threw to Trey Mosley was in triple coverage. You can't do that if you're Peyton. And then late in the game, when it looked like Michigan State had cemented it, he throws a pick in the end zone, underthrowing his guy. I think Thorne has to not let the moment become too big for him. Relax and let the game just come. But I've noticed that against Nebraska. I've noticed that now against Indiana. When the running game gets stopped, Peyton Thorne feels as if it has to be all on him, and it's not. He's got to get better. Jay Johnson's going to have to come up with better plays. I like in the second half how they rolled the pocket and let him hit Jaden Reed a couple times. That seemed to relax him. But, yeah, you got to be able to look and find other people out there. And, hey, lo and behold, MSU has a tight end because Tyler Hunt's touchdown was wide open. That's one of the things, especially with Michigan, because I'm quite sure on their bye week, they were taking notes. If you're going to come up to the line, if you're going to dedicate seven, eight people to stop the run, it's going to leave that middle wide open. You got to use that tight end more because that soft spot will be available for you. They'll take the receivers out. But if the linebackers are coming up towards the line, that means nobody's in the middle of the field. Hit the tight end, whether it's Hunt, whether it's Hayward, or maybe we'll finally see the beginning of Malik Carr soon, the transfer from Purdue. But you got to get your tight ends involved in the game, especially in games where they are stopping Walker the way that they did. Walker finished with 84 yards. Thorne, 130 yards. It was ugly on the offense. I mean, there's no way to sugarcoat this thing. Offense was just stagnant and putrid, couldn't sustain anything. It took a trick play to get overturned because the referees originally said that Thorne was out of bounds. I was like, sitting there saying, please don't throw that ball, just throw it away. I gotta give Thorne credit. I mean, he high-pointed the ball. He did what a lot of receivers cannot do. And then he turned around and gave Hunt back the touchdown, returned the favor. But other than that, it was a struggle. Thank God Cal Halliday got the pick six early. Defense won the game. Defense stepped up. You heard Bimba don't break. It worked. They did what they had to do to keep this thing going, to get to 7-0. Mel Tucker, I think this is the best thing for him because, as I stated earlier in this podcast, he's got plenty to talk about, whether it's the dumb penalties, whether it's the lack of execution, whether on defense, as good as the defense played, the one bugaboo for this Michigan State defense is third and long. Normally, you want to see third and long, but Indiana converted at least three third and longs. And by third and long, I mean three third and 10, third and I think 13 and like a third and nine. They converted a lot of long third down plays. That's when you need to get off the field. But instead, MSU just kept giving up that big play. They have to shore that up. A lot for Mel Tucker and his staff to work for. They got 2 weeks. Now we see. Now it's Michigan's turn. Can Michigan hold serve? They got Northwestern. Now, Northwestern pulls off the upset today. And I'm going to say upset because nobody figured Northwestern could do anything. They beat Rutgers 21-7, the same Rutgers team Michigan State just played. They beat them at home. We'll see. I don't expect Michigan to lose unless they are truly looking ahead to Michigan State. But if you're the Spartans, you're 7-0, you'll remain in the top 10. It was not pretty at all. But sometimes you just got to win those games and you move on. I think we forget this is still a team pretty much in their first year with a first-year coach with a lot of transfers. We expect them to always go out there and just hit those big plays. The big plays got taken away from them. And today they showed me what happens when you take those away. For the second time, they found a way to win. Nebraska was the first time. The big plays got taken away. They found a way to win. Today, taken away, they found a way to win. What happens next? Well, we're going to see. They get the next 14 days off. Hopefully, we'll find out the game time soon. But I'm hoping that it's a 3:30 game. I doubt if it's going to be a late night game, especially if it's on Fox because of the World Series and the baseball playoffs. But if it's on ESPN, you never know. The other big game will be Ohio State, Penn State. We'll have to wait and see. I just hope it's not a noon game. And my God, I hope it's not Joel Klatt and Gus Johnson. If that's the case, I'd rather have Brandstetter and Deardorff do the game because at least I know that they don't hide the fact that they're Michigan fans. So that's about it. Michigan State wins on the road, Indiana, 20-15. They made the plays on defense when they had to make them. The offense struggled. They got a long way to go. If you start looking towards the end of the season, it looks as if any team that has a good linebacking core can really stifle that Spartans offense. So we'll have to wait and see. But now we're on to the bye week. If you're a Michigan State fan, and you are on to Michigan after that. So thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to the Five Star Zone. Evan and I will be back on Wednesday this week to kind of recap this game and preview Michigan and Northwestern. Until then, I'll see you later. Thanks for listening to the Five Star Zone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.